Hachette Audio presents The Redemption of Callie and Caden, written by Jessica Sorensen, read by Leslie Belair. For everyone who survived. Prologue. Callie. I want to breathe. I want to feel alive again. I don't want to feel the pain. I want it all back, but it's gone. I hear every sound, every laugh, every cry. People move around the room frantically, but I can't take my eyes off the sliding glass doors. There's a violent storm outside, and rain is hammering against the concrete, dirt, and dry leaves. Lights flash as ambulances drive up under the port, and the glow reflects off the rain on the ground, red, like blood. Like Caden's blood. Like Caden's blood all over the floor. So much blood. My stomach is empty. My heart is hurting. I can't move. Callie, Seth says. Callie, look at me. I take my gaze off the door and stare into his brown eyes filled with worry. Huh? He takes my hand in his and his skin is warm and comforting.
He's going to be okay.
I stare at him, forcing back tears, because I have to be strong. Okay. He lets out a sigh and pats my hand.
You know what? I'm going to go see if he can have visitors yet. It's been almost a damn week. You'd think they'd let him have visitors by now.
He gets up from the chair and walks across the packed waiting room to the receptionist's desk. He'll be all right. He has to be. But in my heart, I know he won't be all right. Sure, his wounds and broken bones may heal on the outside. On the inside, though, the healing will take longer, and I wonder what Caden will be like when I see him again. Who will he be? Seth starts talking to the receptionist behind the counter, but she barely gives him the time of day as she multitasks between phone calls and the computer. It doesn't matter, though. I know what she'll say. The same thing she's been saying. That he can't have visitors except for family. His family. The people who hurt him. He doesn't need his family. Callie! Macy Owens's voice rips me out of my daze. I blink up at Caden's mother with a frown on my face. She's dressed in a pinstripe pencil skirt, her nails are done, and her hair is curled up into a huge bun on the top of her head. Why are you here? She asks. I almost ask her the same thing. I came here to see Caden. I sit up in the seat. Callie, honey. She speaks like I'm a little kid, frowning as she stares down at me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?